I'm going to ask you to, even if you don't normally, have a Bible and open it to John chapter 8 so that you can follow along not only with the reading but with the sermon that will follow. In the Pew Bible, that would be on page 894 and 895 where our scriptural reading will be found. And before I ask you to stand, I'm going to explain something else also, and that is, we've been studying the life of Abraham. Pastor Ben has been leading us through the life of Abraham. And in the weeks where Pastor Ben is not preaching, we're going to look at New Testament passages of Abraham and learn from them. So there'll be continuity in Pastor Ben's teaching on Abraham, but we'll also see New Testament perspective on it. And with that in mind, will you please stand for the reading of God's Word? We're reading in John chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" And Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is